Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Stives is here. Doug's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CPA, professor of accounting at Monmouth University, and filling these young fertile minds full of... what are you filling them full of, Doug, over there?
I'm corrupting them, Jim.
Well, better you than some people, I'll tell you that. I'd rather have your form of corruption than some of the stuff that they get. Hey, Doug, thanks again for being here. Doug's keeping us updated, folks, on some of the landmines that our government is putting up there for us in the area of tax compliance and regulatory compliance. What's next, Doug?
Well, the thing that a lot of people are asking me, the most frequently asked question I'm getting right now is, gee, Doug, I'm starting to do my tax return, or some of the practitioners are saying, people are starting to come through our doors, and what do we do to prove that they have health insurance? And if they don't, they're subject to a penalty. This is for 2014. So if somebody did not have we call minimum essential coverage insurance for 2014, they're subject to a penalty that gets computed and filed with your 2014 individual income tax return. Now, if you're a business person, it doesn't matter. You're still doing a personal return. If you're a practitioner, you've got to deal with this question for everybody's tax return you do. Mm-hmm. The good news is you really don't have to see anything. If a long-term client comes to me, sure, I'm going to ask them, do you have insurance? He says, yes, I still do. Good, that's enough. That's all you have to do. I had somebody come in to me, just a personal friend that I helped with her tax return on Saturday. She was unemployed for most of 2014, but guess what? She had a 1095A form. Huh. She bought the insurance through the National Exchange. We don't have one here in New Jersey. And the government.gov,
right.
Rather. And anyhow, she had her form, and we checked off the box, and we told the IRS through the electronic filing, yep, she has it, and she's got a 1095A. And interesting, they had subsidized her premiums. Her premiums were like, she had a couple of kids, her premiums were like $800 or $900 a month. They subsidized the extent of $300 and some a month. She had to give some of that back, because luckily she was able to find a job late in the year and made good money. So when we did her return, there's a maximum. She had to give back $600. They took out her refund. So you know what, Jim? As cumbersome as the system is, and as much as you and I both despise it, to finish on a good note, it is working. The forms work. The electronic filing took and said thank you very much.
Right, right. But you said that who is going to have to confirm that all employees, at what level are we going to have to confirm that all employees had some insurance? Is that everybody?
You really don't. An employer has no obligation whatsoever. You offer it to people. If you're, we talked earlier, over the 100 full-time equivalents, and you offer it to all your full-time people, the irony is there, your part-timers, you do not have to offer.
But we don't have to confirm that they have it, though, either, do we?
No, not at all. You offer it to them, they say, thank you very much, I don't want it. It's frankly none of your business. The Privacy Act prohibits you from asking them, do you have insurance? They may tell you, well, I have it through my spouse. You don't have to confirm that in any way as an employer.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the individual, when they do their own tax return or hire somebody to do it, the question comes up, did you have insurance in 2014?
Mm-hmm.
If they say yes, in my strong opinion, the practitioner has no further obligation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's going to sort itself out. And IRS keeps complaining, they're understaffed.
What about the penalties?
Penalties, for 2014, it works out to... Oh, wow. It's $95 up to three people in your family, depending on your household size. So it's a maximum of what? Three times 95 is $185.
Now, that's something a lot of people don't realize. $95 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when you multiply it times the number of people in your household, that's different.
Well, it caps out at three, though. If you got 10 people in your household, it caps out at three times 95.
Okay.
Or there's a formula that uses 1% of your gross.
That's still $285.
Yeah, but it can be more than that. If your household income higher than $50,000 or $60,000, you pay based on percentage. And a quick reminder is this year, 2015, that goes up to $325 a person.
Right.
and it goes higher.
So it's going to get it could get out of hand after this year.
Well, it's a slap on the wrist to slap into compliance for 2014.
But the IRS can't make you pay it. They can only take it if you don't have a, if you don't correct me if I'm wrong. If you don't have a refund, they can't collect it from you, can they?
That's the irony of it, right? And the woman I mentioned who got a couple of $1,000 worth of subsidy only had to pay back $600.
Because that was what her return, her refund was.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the cost of this are all...
But they carry that forward, though. Do they carry that forward?
No.
Oh, really? It resolves after... It goes away after that year?
That's it.
Wow, that's just crazy. What a crazy world these people have created. Hey, Doug, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Stay out of trouble, will you,
John? Doug Stise, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.